Rosa Manee's 12-year-old daughter, Emily, was diagnosed with systematic arthritis 4 years ago. It's an intense and painful condition that causes her immune system to attack her joints and internal organs. Emily's condition is compounded by severe depression, epilepsy, osteoporosis, and scoliosis. Manee moved her daughter to the US to get biological treatment inaccessible in Mexico, where they live. Despite her young daughter's suffering and need, Manee can't enter the US to take care of her. With prior illegal entries, US Customs and Immigration have barred her from entry. In a video plea, Manee said, "A little girl, she doesn't know why her mum isn't with her. There to take her to the hospital, to see her grow, to give her medication, or to simply be able to hug her in the midst of her pain." U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services do have a humanitarian parole policy that allows barred immigrants to enter the U.S. if they have a dire humanitarian, family, and/or medical reason. But that, too, has been denied to Manee by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, she says, without a given reason.
This is the letter that we're going to deliver to the director, Hector Mancha.
That's Robert Reed, lead pastor at Sonoma Springs Convent Church in Las Cruces. He and a coalition of immigration advocates recently petitioned on behalf of Manee at U.S. and Immigration Customs Enforcement offices in El Paso.
We're asking for him to grant humanitarian parole to Rosa so she can come into the United States and be united with her family, with her sick daughter.
Reed says they haven't sufficiently or fairly evaluated Manny's case. He says the need for Manee to be with her daughter is obvious.
Children aren't raised just by logic or by hospitals or by mothers are pretty important in society and family life, always have been and still are. So at this age, a young girl not being with her mother is sad.
Manee says she's hoping dialogue and support from members of the community will force the reevaluation of her case and allow her to enter the U.S. to take care of her child, who she says she hasn't seen for 2 years. This is a very painful situation in which a little girl is asking for me and saying, "Mummy, I need you." According to USCIS, only 25% of humanitarian parole applications are approved each year. Pastor Reed says Manee's family is just one of millions separated by an immigration system in need of reform. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.